Your Sunday fun day just got a whole lot more fun. It's Frank and Kathy on WGN Radio right now.
Hey, everybody.
To keep my hands on myself.
I just laugh every time I hear Ashley's voice, don't you?
Well, that's not nice to say.
No, in a good way. It makes me, like, jolly and happy.
Oh, yeah, because she's awesome.
She is totally awesome.
Love her.
How are you today, Kathy?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
How about you?
I'm good.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous, but excited more than nervous.
Well, we've got Dr. Darren Weissman in the studio,
yes,
and
sir.
He does something called the Lifeline Technique. We're going to talk to him in just a mere second. I know that everybody's getting ready for the holidays. You said you went to the Magnificent Mile Light Festival last night?
I did. It was pretty awesome. I took the family down. My wife's friend and her husband, they work at the old Chicago Fire Water Building down mm-hmm. there. The one that was left standing, the only structure.
Oh, the one that survived.
I was almost more impressed with the building itself and the water factory.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And the whole history.
The history is great.
Wow. What a neat perspective.
In the lobby, they have, I don't know if you know this, but the old systems that they used to pump the water through were actually hollowed out logs.
Oh, wow. Well, it was a long time
ago. Little known fact.
Ah.
Yeah. I thought maybe that would like erode or, you know, moisture and mold,
yeah,
and
something
like that. But anyway, it was a great night. The kids absolutely loved it. They got to see Mickey and Santa, and where we were positioned, all the windows were facing Michigan Ave. So it's always an amazing event.
It is a great event.
We went there like 3 years ago, but to see it this close, different story.
Yeah, I went with my kids every year, and I'm going to be totally honest and say I kind of don't miss it. It was so many years of being like super cold and the kids were whiny and
yeah.
there's a lot of good that goes with it. But the older you get, then it's like, oh, been there, done that. I'm so glad I can just be home on my couch.
Well, and it was such a cluster to get down there too. Like
right.
That's the most stressful thing. And we, in a panic, we were on State and Grand. And it was gridlock. My wife's like, we're never going to make it. We have to be there by 4:30. Doors are going to close. So we pulled into a valet. And it was literally 5-7 blocks of walking with my daughter on my shoulder. Shoes that were hurting.
Oh.
You know. So by the time I get there, it's like, I needed a cocktail. I had a cocktail. I felt better.
So it's one of the reasons Dr. Darren Weissman is in the studio. Because the holidays are coming up. And we're going to be spending a lot of time with family. We're going to have a lot of stress coming up. And family can be the source of so much love. And they can be the source of a messed up life.
You're going to say pain. Just say it. A lot of pain.
Pain for sure, too. So we want to welcome Dr. Darren Weissman. He's featured in the documentary Heal, also a best-selling Hay House author, developer of the Lifeline Technique. His passion is teaching people how to intentionally change the emotional programs of the subconscious mind. So we're going to go pretty deep, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to go wherever we need to go today.
Well,
okay.
Before we jump into it, because I volunteered myself as a test subject here, and I purposely tried to not do a ton of research on this, because I want to be open-minded, not have any predisposed, you know,
right.
like thoughts on it. So why don't we, you know, for me and the rest of the people listening, what is the Lifeline Technique?
The Lifeline Technique is a system that helps us when we're in those moments of emotion that everybody has, those lows of feeling frustrated and judging ourselves, triggered into anger, where we're feeling insecure or struggling with worry or anxiety, or even those beliefs that we have where we're thinking, oh, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, and maybe someone else can, but not for me. When we get caught in these patterns, the Lifeline helps us to shift these emotions, these limiting beliefs, so that we discover what I like to call a gift in strange wrapping paper, that our body is an expression of our mind, and our relationships and the patterns of behavior that get triggered in us are also a feedback. They're not a failure. We're not in a fight with something. So we look at, in the Lifeline Technique, everything that looks like a problem, smells like a problem, it's not a problem, it's a portal, a doorway to the next greatest version of ourself, and that version lives in our subconscious mind.
Okay, so that sounds like really deep, and you really, in an ADD society,
yeah.
you really have to pay attention to what you're saying to understand it.
Yeah, it's a new paradigm, really.
And
you went through it, Kath.
I did. So I'll explain it just from my perspective,
yeah.
and let me know if I'm, you know, completely lost my mind. Although you did help me to, like, get some of that back. So it allows you to understand why you make some of the decisions in your spouses, listen to me, because they're plural for me.
How many do you have?
I've had a few. Relationships. Let's just say relationships.
Yeah.
Some things that might be happening in your subconscious mind from your childhood that you weren't even aware of that are affecting your life decisions. And that unbeknownst to you, you get triggered by them. And that's how you respond to certain situations, whether it's choosing a relationship, getting into a relationship, or how you handle stressful situations in life. Like one of the reasons I came to see you is to understand why I needed validation for everything. If I didn't get validation from my coworker, my spouse, my parents, then it was devastating to me. And you helped me figure that out.
Yeah, and you got to appreciate that wasn't you, that was a part of you that was struggling in needing validation. And that's the hard part for all of us, is that the subconscious is invisible. It's invisible. Mm-hmm. So it's like, wait, where is it? What is it? What role does it play in the health of my body, in my behavior, and in the choices that I'm making?
And so for me, we found out it was, and it was through this kinesiology that you'll explain.
He did it to me back there. It's crazy.
So it's muscle testing. It's kinesiology. And through this, you helped me figure out that at the age of 4, I had some things happening in my family life that was the result of everything moving forward and why I needed my validation.
Yeah.
So we figured out it was from that age.
And more importantly, we figured out where that pattern was coming from, but we set an intention and we guided this reactive part of ourself to react differently rather than a fear-based way, in a love and gratitude way.
So basically, you do something with the subconscious mind that we really don't understand, other than it works.
Well, muscle memory, I'm sure, is a part of that when you're talking about kinesiology, right? And you did this to me in the green room. I went to go talk to the doctor before air, and he's like, here, try this. So he lines me up, and he says, tuck your elbow into your side and hold it upright like you're holding a bucket with a puppy in it that you don't want to drop. So he pushed down my arm and says, you know, say love 3 times, love, love, love. And he pushes my arm down. And it was firm. You know, I'm a strong guy. I work out all the time.
Yeah.
And then he said, say the word fear 3 times, fear, fear, fear. And same amount of tension I had. And he's pushing my arm as if it's like no tension.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It's I'm like, so bizarre.
We all have reflexes. There's trillions of reflexes in the body. The reflexes are controlled by the nervous system. So if we have a way to have a feedback through the nervous system, we're able to access that subconscious mind and get it to be a tool, rather than most people's subconscious mind is a tormentor. How to shift that tormenting mind into something that turns into something really positive.
It's so bizarre and it's so deep, and I just have faith that because clearly it worked for me, and it works for so many other people in healing the subconscious mind. Frank, are you ready to be healed?
I'm totally ready to be healed, and I think the world is, and we talked about this as well off mic, that it's not just one person, it's not one thing, it's the entire universe right now is on fire in a way that is causing people to have such turbulence. And, you know, we do have to take responsibility for our stuff, but collectively, the energetic. And we'll get deeper into this when we come back. The texts are already coming in. 312-981-7200 is the number here. We want you guys engaged, involved, calling in. We are going to help you. Maybe Dr. Darren will get down to the bottom through his lifeline technique of your issues. Already getting some texts in, Doc, that we'll save until we come back. And maybe you can answer a few questions right off the bat.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sunday Funday Show. It's Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana. Some deep stuff about to go down in this studio.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Darren Weissman is joining us, author, speaker, creator of the Lifeline Technique. Kathy's experienced this. I, my friends listening, I'm about to do this on air.
Yeah, and you can watch live too, WGNradio.com. Can you tell my hesitancy? I'm like, wait, what is it?
Yeah.
WGNradio.com/
watch.
Watch.
And you can also listen if you do not have access to a device, and you're listening to a phone or whatever. But call us too. 312-981-7200 is the number. Dr. Darren will be doing Lifeline sessions on the phone today during this show. So we advise, if you want to try this out, you can listen to me first and go through. I'm going to be really honest and authentic. And
I'm proud of you.
Sorry if I'm going to offend anybody.
This is pretty brave to do this live. So
All right, let's get to it.
You ready, Dr. Darren?
Yeah, let's do this.
And you brought tools.
Yeah, we got tools.
Oh, my God. It's got a hatchet.
See, you should be happy. Frank, he has tools.
Yeah, good, good.
Two guys and their tools.
So, Frank, biggest thing here is the primary philosophy of the Lifeline is that there are no problems. There are only portals. Okay.
And what do you mean by that?
That portals are a doorway, and it's a doorway into the next greatest version of you. That what you feel stuck or struggling in patterns of stress in your life, in your relationships, in your health, this is an intelligent conversation, and it's coming from the subconscious mind. So I'm going to have you begin just by observing your body, in observing what way your body is speaking to you. What about your health that if you could change something in your health, really, and be honest, that's the key. Honesty is the doorway to the subconscious mind. What way is your body speaking to you, Frank?
I mean, in terms of physical ailments and manifesting?
Yeah.
So
you want bigger muscles?
No,
sorry, I'm not helping. I'll just sit back.
So, you know, I think it's stress more than anything. And that's manifesting in, you know, elevated, you know, blood pressure. I'm getting these like broken blood vessels in my eye. Can't sleep well at night. And what most would consider, you know, somewhat normal life stresses, kids, relationships, money, all that kind of stuff. But it's taken its toll a little bit.
So let me ask you a question. When it comes to your health and having high blood pressure and blood vessels popping in your eyes, challenging sleeping at night, if you were to rate this on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 is nothing, 10 is get me off the planet, one-way ticket to the moon, just to appreciate where you're at, what do you rate it?
Probably like a 6.5, 7.
Cool. Now, I'm going to have you connect to your life, and life's all about relationships. We have all kinds of relationships. We have family relationships, personal relationships, professional. And tune into what relationships in your life trigger stress. You'll notice your mind has already gone there.
Yep.
And the key here, more than anything, is we want to bring up and out our emotions. This is not therapy. It's therapeutic, but it's not therapy. So can you just give me a topic? I don't want to hear a whole story about it. Can you just give me a topic of what's happening? Just a topic.
Challenging relationships.
Okay. So as you tune into the challenging relationships and you think about what's going on, what's happening, what hasn't happened, what continues to happen, what emotion do you feel as you're connecting to these challenging relationships? What emotion does it bring up for you?
Fear.
Fear. And as you acknowledge this fear and you understand what the fear is all about.
Yes.
What do you rate that fear in a scale 0 to 10? Once again, be honest with yourself.
10.
10 means get me off the planet.
Maybe 8.
Okay.
Maybe 8,
so 8 is very significant, right?
Not
so,
quite off the planet.
Right, exactly. What other emotion besides fear?
Sadness.
Sadness. And as you acknowledge the sadness, what do you rate the sadness? 0 to 10.
8.
What other emotion besides sadness and fear?
Anger.
Anger. And as you acknowledge that anger, and whether it be expressed or internalized anger, what do you rate this anger?
Probably like 7.
7. So there's a whole bunch of different emotions here. Now, what we find in the Lifeline is that it's really easy to judge ourselves, to judge our life, to judge other people, to judge our body, but judgment won't do anything to move you forward. So we ask something that we call the $1 million question here. It's the truth question. Let's see if it's your truth, Frank. If you were given the opportunity where you could create your life, a day or even a moment in time, would you choose to create it where your relationships were challenging on any level, let alone that they cause you to feel fear 8 out of 10, sadness 8 out of 10, anger 7 out of 10, no extra charge, we're going to throw in high blood pressure, blood vessels popping in your eyes, and having trouble sleeping at night. Would you choose to create your life feeling this way?
No.
The answer is hell no.
No.
The answer is hell no.
What does it mean that my right rear shoulders twitching at the moment?
Well, you know what? We're literally we are activating the subconscious, and things are going to be moving now. So one of the things is when you're aware, you're conscious, and you have a choice. And when you're aware of things that you would never choose, of course not, duh. That's not the active mind. That's the reactive mind. This is a subconscious part of you. The key here is I've got great news. You have a choice in how you respond. You don't have a choice. It's happening. It's happening. But you do have a choice in how you respond. Take your hand in this I love you posture. This means I love you in American Sign Language. Put it over your heart center because inside your heart there's greatness, there's power, uh-huh. There's confidence, there's passion. And you got a menu of infinite possibilities. Fear is going to say, make this go away. Avoid that. Love's going to say, I'm moving in the direction of authenticity. This is what I desire. When it comes to your relationships, and you know the relationships I'm talking about, what does your heart desire to feel?
Love.
Love.
Peace.
Come up with a word and think about this person, this relationship. What word best describes what your heart desires to feel?
Love.
Cool. Now we make our intention because we want the subconscious mind to follow us. And so if we want it to follow us, then we want to lead it to the summit. We want to lead it to the highest point as if we're already there. And if you're already there, you could say, I am love. Go ahead and say, I am love.
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 And as you acknowledge, Frank, what it means for you to be love, to think love thoughts, to feel love feelings, to speak love words to yourself and others, to attract love relationships, it's powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you open, ready, and willing to use your I am love imagination?
Yes.
Breathe it in. Breathe it out. Go into your body and feel love being breathed into every cell. Put the I am love expression on your face and see yourself showing up in your life where you are love. And you are inspiring love right now to so many people that are listening, to the most important relationships that have been stressful, that relationship now is the highest vibration of I am love.
Aww.
How does it feel to imagine I am love?
Really good. Genuinely really good.
Much better than fear.
Totally.
Yeah.
Where are you feeling that really good feeling?
Right in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Vibrational energy.
It is medicine. It's your cells producing a chemical that give you that really good feeling in your heart. And it's a sign that the love's already there. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be using muscle testing with myself to discover what subconscious part of you is broadcasting this signal. So, first and foremost, you have in your heart chakra, it's the center of your chest, which is interesting that you feel it there. You have a core limiting belief in your heart chakra. When it gets triggered, rather than being able to love yourself, love others, be loved by others, you judge yourself first and fully. And then it creates a whole drama, trauma pattern in your life and relationships. This affects you in what's called your water element in Chinese medicine.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
I don't want to cut you off, but unfortunately, we do have to go to a break. And what we're going to do is we're going to be live on Instagram, live on WGNradio.com/watch. Go over to @FrankFontana on Instagram. You can follow this procedure going on right now, this technique that's going to happen. We'll continue it through the break and through news, and then we'll come back and then take your calls, 312-981-7200.
Yes. If you're willing to do this with Dr. Darren and do this live on the air with him and help you out, get some stuff figured out from your past or whatever it may be, 312-981-7200. Are we on? Oh, they're continuing their session.
Yeah,
Frank and Dr. Darren Weissman. Infinite love and gratitude. I love this. All right, the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by TreeTime.com. It's 131. Here's Pam Jones.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm feeling like a different person. Kathy Hart, you just turned me on to something really interesting here.
It's pretty intense. Like, yeah. I've had a couple sessions in the first one, and Dr. Darren, please don't take offense to this, but it was almost too much. It was like, whoa, this is so deep, and I don't understand this. And I think that's the problem. I
Portal.
Don't necessarily want to say problem, right? A lot of people just don't understand because it's not something tangible. Like, they can't see it.
Well, we're used to fixing things. We're used to fighting things. We're used to, like, judging ourselves and defining ourselves as things. And when we're doing this, when we go deep, this is getting us to shift our perception. When we change the way we view things, the things that we view begin to change. And this helps us shift from a reactive fear-based lens to a self-love-based lens.
Well, and I think a lot of it is because you understand where it's coming from. When I realized it was because when I was 4 years old, I needed validation for various reasons. Then in my current life, when I so desperately wanted validation for things and didn't get it, instead of fighting it and being upset about it, I understood it and I changed my reaction to it.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're taking your calls. Dr. Darren Weissman is here from Lifeline Technique to give you guys some reprieve from life like he did for me. Let's take our first call. We got Jennifer on the line.
Jennifer.
Thanks for...
Yes. I'm here.
Turn your radio down
in the
background.
Oh, shut the radio off. Okay. Just a second real quickly.
No worries.
Yeah, because that echoes
okay,
throws
off.
Awesome.
Okay, you there?
Are you there?
Yeah. We still hear the radio in the back.
No, just shut it off.
All right, well, we'll give it a shot. Let's get Darren and Jennifer connected. We're going to give you a moment here.
Yeah, so Jennifer, tell me what's going on that you'd like to create a shift with.
Well, similarly, like a very toxic relationship, and it's a really, you know, love-hate with a brother who I have extremely long history of being what I consider abused by. Sued me twice, lost twice, things like that. And I'm a practicing Catholic, so I try very hard to overcome these things. I read a lot of Hay House works. I, you know, try and get my energy.
Let me ask you a question, Jennifer.
The mass and try and get my head in the right place. So I
and I'm so inspired by you that you're actually leaning into it and doing positive things for yourself. But I got a question for you. What emotion do you feel when you're connecting to the brother that was abusive? That's a toxic love hate relationship. What emotion does that cause you to feel as you're connecting to him?
Well, I have some very important legal issues that I want to take action against.
Right, and as you're observing the legal issues, because I don't, rather than getting into the story, we're going to take inventory.
Okay.
Look at it that way. No, no story here. Inventory.
Sorrow. Sorrow is what I feel because.
What do you rate the sorrow on a scale of 0 to 10? 10's the worst, 0's nothing.
It's off the map. It's like 11, 12, 13.
Well, 10 means death is better. I mean, would you? Are you? Do I have to worry about you and call the police right now? I mean, literally.
No,
so you can't say it's off the map then. What do you rate it?
10.
No. Do you understand that? 10 means I'm one way ticket.
Death.
Yeah, prefers death. So,
if she's really feeling that, I mean,
well, I mean, if you're, do you have a note right now that you've written and you're about to ace yourself from this world?
Oh no.
Okay.
I it's so complex. I don't know how to manage it. You know, I don't know how to manage it. Although, you know, it's a real. All I can tell you is that it's very sorrowful. You know?
I understand. What do you rate it though, sweetheart? 10's the worst. 0's nothing.
All right, at least 7.
Good job. And would you choose to create your life? Would you choose to create a day or a moment, let alone with your brother? Would you choose to create it feeling sorrow on any level, let alone a 7 out of 10, abuse, toxic relationships? Would you ever choose this?
No.
The answer is hell no, not a chance.
Hell no.
So we know that this is a reactive part of you that is being triggered. And as much as this is a horrible situation that you're in and that you have to make tough decisions, your choice is not that it's happening. Your choice is how you respond. And I invite you to connect to your beautiful, loving heart. And when it comes to your best self, remember this, Jennifer. Focus where you're going, not what you want to get away from. What does your heart desire to feel?
Safety.
Good one. I like that word.
I invite you to repeat, I am safety.
I am safety.
I am safety.
I am safety.
And I got a question right now, Jennifer. Are you open, ready, and willing to use your I am safety imagination?
Sure.
Are you ready to use your full Walt Disney imagination?
Yeah.
Go into your imagination and see yourself being the Jennifer who is I am safety. It's how you think, it's how you feel, it's how you speak, and here you are in the future, and your life is the fullest manifestation of I am safety. How does it feel in your heart to imagine? Breathe it in. Pay attention to your body. How does it feel to imagine I am safety?
Renewed.
That's so awesome.
Good.
Yeah. That renewed feeling lets you know that the safety is already inside of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to feel that renewed feeling. So it's already inside of you. And here's the thing. Jennifer, you've got a core limiting belief inside of what's called your throat chakra. And the throat chakra is all about communication. It's about dialogue. It's about how to create healthy boundaries using your words. And there's a part of you who is in a reactive dynamic of communication that when you get triggered, all you can see, feel, and hear is overwhelmed, buildup of conflicting emotions, longing for what might have been, and resentment. That's what's called, I call that an attractor field. You've got a magnet. And it stems from when you were a little girl at 7 years of age. At 7, you were in an emotionally reactive environment. Things that were going on, people were reactively communicating, not listening, trauma in that way. And at 7, you didn't have the consciousness to say, I'm safety feeling renewed, I'm speaking my truth, I'm creating healthy boundaries. And your environment couldn't guide you in a way that they didn't know.
And folks, we do apologize for a little bit of an echo. We're having some technical difficulty here. But hopefully you can manage to hear what's going on here.
Well, maybe we can pull Jennifer down. I think that's what's going to take that echo away. And then you can just continue to talk to Jennifer.
Beautiful. And so, Jennifer, take a moment right now and connect to the 7-year-old who's in an environment where your mom and dad's relationship is being now repeated later in life.
Mm.
The buildup of conflicting emotions, longing for what might have been, resentment, overwhelmed. And I invite you to repeat, I am safety.
I am safety.
I am safety.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
Now.
Now.
And I'm owning my power.
And I'm owning my power.
By loving the past part of me.
By loving the past part of me.
Who's been programmed.
Who's been programmed.
To forget.
To forget.
And never choose.
And never choose.
Until right now.
Until right now.
I'm choosing to feel renewed.
I'm choosing to feel renewed.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Instant love and gratitude.
I'm choosing to feel renewed.
I'm choosing to feel renewed.
I am feeling renewed.
I am feeling renewed.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Instant love and gratitude.
Good job. I am renewed.
I am renewed.
I am safety.
I am safety.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful. And I want to welcome the 7-year-old to her fullest potential of safety, where she has a voice and a choice to create healthy boundaries. Take a deep breath, Jennifer. Let it go. Welcome home. Good landing. Now just take a moment, Jennifer, and observe how it feels to be present in the space that you're in. Observe how it feels to be in your body. Scan your body. I have a question, Jennifer. What word best describes being present right now in your body, in the room that you're in? What word best describes it for you?
Curious.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question. As you tune into your brother and the patterns that have been going on, we always ask the same question here. Does that feel the same to you right now?
Well, not exactly, no.
What about, what about it feels different?
Well, there's. I have to level with you. There's still that fear factor.
I know, but what about it feels different?
Yeah, I'm sort of mentally prepping myself if an encounter occurs to just feel as safe as possible around them.
Good.
You're awesome, Jennifer. Well, you just shifted, and you know what? Mentally prep yourself and use your consciousness to speak your truth and create healthy boundaries. You keep shining bright, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer. We appreciate the call. And, Doc, how can people find you? We'll keep you around for sure. Right? Do you want to do one more caller? We have another call. It's up to you.
Yeah, we can do that off the air, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Sure.
But, yeah, at Dr. Darren Weissman on social media, correct?
Yeah.
And thelifelinecenter.com.
Yeah.
Can we give some stuff away?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you want to give away?
How about my first book, The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude?
Nice. I like that she was saying instant, because that's kind of true, too.
Everybody wants it to be instant. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, or infinite. Okay, fantastic. So let's do that. We'll take caller 10 right now. 312-981-7200 if you want to win that book.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be right back.